106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Moreira, Mountain Insider, Tanya Fulbert. You know, this is a story you've already talked about. Great news. Parks Canada giving some land to Banff to develop, you know, affordable rental housing, which is awesome. But that's not the only issue. There is a big shortage of workers in businesses all over Banff this past year.
Canadians are not filling these jobs. With the changes to the Temporary Foreign Worker Program in the past, it's really challenged Banff. In particular.
Well, let's look at these numbers. I mean, visitation up over 10%. And in July of this past year alone, a study done by the Banff Lake Louise Hospitality Association, Tourism Industry Association of Canada, saying that there was a shortage of more than 400 workers throughout the town. I mean, that's big. These are the people who are making and serving breakfast in the morning and working in the ski shops. That contributes to the visitor experience. If you don't have enough staff, are people really getting their money's worth?
When you have a labor shortage, the staff that you do have are overworked.
Mm-hmm.
The key positions, you know, in your management, if they're covering two or three different jobs, if they burn out or if they leave, you are hooped threefold.
Yeah.
There's a proposal from the Banff Lake Louise Hospitality Association and the tourism industry to the federal government to pilot a seasonal worker program.
This is actually something that was brought up when I was moderating the forum for political candidates back in November at the Banff High School, is this idea to replace the temporary foreign worker program with something, anything, to bring some seasonal workers in to fill these gaps.
Being able to have a seasonal worker program and tailor it and show that it works for this market, I think is really important, because you can't approach labor and labor issues in Canada with a one size fits all. We're not all the same industry. We're not all the same geography. And we don't all have the same access to employees. It would be really great if Canadians would fill these jobs. But the fact that they're not means that we as a community need to look elsewhere and find our own solutions. And that's one of the things that I'm the most proud of as a Bow Valley resident. When we encounter a problem, we try and find our own solution. We'll create a new program and show the government that it can work.
I just hope that somebody from the government's actually listening.
I hear that they do that now.